This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Maharashtra and Chhattisgarh today. In Maharashtra, Mr. Modi will travel to Nagpur this morning. He will undertake darshan at Smriti Mandir and pay homage to the founding fathers of Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh, Dr. Keshav Hedgewar and Madhavrao Golwalkar, popularly known as Guruji. Thereafter, Prime Minister will visit Deeksha Bhumi and pay homage to B.R. Ambedkar. Prime Minister will travel to Bilaspur in Chhattisgarh at around 3:30 p.m. He will lay the foundation stone, initiate commencement of work and dedicate to the nation multiple development projects worth over 33,700 crore rupees. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 120th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashvani and Doordarshan, the AIR News website and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and the Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. The Minister of External Affairs has informed that 5 Indian Air Force aircraft have landed in earthquake-hit Myanmar's Yangon and Nay Pyi Taw as part of Operation Brahma. The aircraft carried HADR materials, 60 para-field ambulance and NDRF personnel. The NDRF team will proceed to Mandalay today, becoming the first rescue team to reach the city for operations. Earlier, briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal stated that the first aircraft carrying 15 tons of relief material had reached Yangon.
We launched Operation Brahma. The first aircraft carrying 15 tons of relief material reached Yangon. Our ambassador was there to receive the relief material, and thereafter he handed it over to the chief minister of Yangon. These 15 tons of material comprise tents, blankets, essential medicines, tarpaulin, sleeping bags, gensets, solar lamps, food packets, kitchen sets, etc.
Meanwhile, the death toll in Myanmar has crossed 1,600 following a powerful 7.7 magnitude quake on Friday. The country's military-led government said in a statement that 1,644 people have now been found dead, while the number of injured has risen to 3,408, with 139 missing. In Thailand's capital, Bangkok, 10 people have been found dead and 101 are still missing. The Commission for Air Quality Management, CAQM, has lifted the Stage 1 restrictions of the Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP, in the Delhi National Capital Region following an improvement in air quality. The decision comes after Delhi's Air Quality Index, AQI, recorded 153 yesterday, according to the Central Pollution Control Board. The CAQM stated that the AQI in the national capital improved significantly due to strong surface winds and favorable meteorological conditions. Hamas has accepted a new Gaza ceasefire proposal from Egypt and Qatar. In a televised speech, Hamas chief Khalil al-Hayya stated that they accepted the ceasefire proposal received 2 days ago positively and hoped Israel would not undermine the agreement. The proposal reportedly suggests Hamas release 5 Israeli hostages each week with a transitional phase. In the IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Mumbai Indians by 36 runs at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night. Put into bat first, Gujarat Titans posted 196 for 8 in their stipulated 20 overs with the help of Sai Sudarshan's 63 of 41 balls. For Mumbai, Hardik Pandya picked up 2 wickets. In reply, Mumbai Indians could only score 160 for the loss of 6 wickets in 20 overs, with Surya Kumar Yadav top scoring with 48 of 28 balls. For Gujarat, Mohammad Siraj and Prasidh Krishna claimed 2 wickets each. In today's fixtures, Delhi Capitals will face Sunrisers Hyderabad in Vishakhapatnam at 3:30 p.m, while Rajasthan Royals will take on Chennai Super Kings in Guwahati at 7:30 p.m. Table tennis player Manav Thakkar made history by becoming the first Indian to reach the semi-finals of a WTT Star Contender event. And that is the end of this news bulletin.